Ulamavadi man, is not correct, Roger?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Ulamavadi.
So you're not too far from home here, not. But can you sum
away.
Up how big a challenge that was for you?
That was monumental, even bigger than last year. Yeah. I think we were spoiled last year. Conditions were, a lot more agreeable.
Yeah.
There's a bit overnight that really, really challenged me. I haven't seen.
What was that section?
Hornhead.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen Hornhead in the daylight yet. Every time I get around the viewpoint, it's pitch black. Last night it was lashing with rain, so I need to come down someday in the car and actually see Hornhead. So, that was the one that sticks in the memory.
Yeah.
Just the conditions, very difficult.
Yeah. In your cycling career, is this probably the biggest result that you've had?
I think when you gauge it on the amount of work I put in over the last maybe 6 months, so I think so.
Yeah. And coming back after last year, what did you take from last year going into this year that got you in this fantastic position?
A few tips. It's more than just about the legs. You've got nutrition, hydration, even what you wear during the night time, change of clothes, pacing. I learned a lot last year, and thankfully I was able to put the experience to good use for this year.
Yeah. Was there any bits of it that you actually enjoyed? Was there any easy bits? You talked about the hard bits.
Probably rolling off the ramp at the start was pretty pretty enjoyable. It was nice. Yeah. I can't really think too much off it that I felt like you would when you go out for a normal social cycle.
Yeah.
It was pretty hard going from start to finish.
Okay. Well, listen, you are the champion of the 555. This was the fourth edition of it. You're going to have to come back now and defend it again.
I've ready me back twice, so I know historically, I don't think anybody's come back more than twice, have they, Sean? So, but no, if you ask me for the next few weeks, it would be a point blank no. But I said that last year, but after a month, 6 weeks, you remember the suffering, but your mindset, you come around to it, but you never know. But no, that was very, very difficult this year. So
congratulations. Enjoy the rest this evening. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Okay. Philip, second in the 555. Are you tired at this stage?
I am very tired at this stage, yeah. Very, very tired. Yeah, I found it pretty tough. I don't know why I found it so tougher than last year. I mean, yeah, conditions were good last year. They weren't poor this year.
Yeah.
A bit of rain last night, fine. Have proper gear and that kind of stuff. But it was tough. It was tough, yeah.
21 hours, is that right? What was your time?
This year, I'm not sure.
22:20.
So actually, it was an hour and 20 minutes slower than last year.
Yeah. Well, the conditions play a factor in that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Is there any parts of the course that you actually enjoyed? I think this is the general theme around here. Nobody's enjoyed this at all.
I won't copy the first answer. I suppose I really enjoyed the TT section at the start.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, 60, 70K at the start. I don't actually know where that brought us up to, but really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, okay. Where does this event lie alongside all the events that you've competed in, Phil?
Tough, the toughest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done twice this last year. So, 1,100 kilometers with just short of 10,000 meters of climbing, and I can't, it wasn't as tough as this. No way.
Right. And saying that, then when you be back to try and win this one again or have another crack at it?
Well, I have a big event coming up at the end of August, and might be telling my body that that's enough.
Yeah. What event is that?
Race around Ireland solo.
Yeah, okay.
So it's 2,200 kilometres with 23,000 metres of climbing. We've 132 hours to do it. So
is this good prep for a race like that?
Absolutely. You couldn't get better. I mean, I actually come up here, as I said to Sean earlier, I come up here, I'm based in Dublin. So I come up here and I do those loops, sort of split it into a Saturday, Sunday, as part of training. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, well done on getting to the finish and your performance, and hopefully we'll see you back in Donegal next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, Philip, well done. Congratulations. Okay, Colm Richardson, come join me. I stand in the middle. This is a Donegal man, a Gador man, and I think what you've achieved here today is phenomenal, given that you're only cycling 2 years and you've got yourself a third place in the 555. What is your feeling and how do you sum it up, Colm?
I'm blown away. I didn't expect this. This morning, yesterday morning, I rolled out. I don't know what to say. Hope to come back within 24 hours. Came back 23:16 and to secure a third place from some strong cyclists out there. But I suppose the moral of the story is to finish first. First you got to finish, and I suppose there's a lot of dropouts, unfortunately. It's not nice to see the dropouts, but managed to get to the finish line, which is the big one.
It's a marathon event. It's 550 kilometres. What got you interested, first of all, in doing the 555?
I bought a new bike race about a year and a half ago, and the guy who bought the bike off planted a seed in me mind maybe to have a go at it. So, been doing a lot of training since. Myself and Martin Temple down there, see him down there, we've done a hell of a lot of training this past 9 months for this event. So,
Well, so you and Martin are local men, you're Donegal men, and you were training within the county, so you were doing the right prep for the right event and the right environment.
Yeah, definitely, that did help a lot, definitely. We knew the roads well, and we were chatting to some of the other guys, and they're saying they were in trouble maybe with some of the navigating, that, so it was a big advantage without a shadow of a doubt to know the route. We've spent a lot of time on them roads. We've spent more time on the roads than we have at home.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not going to ask you about enjoyable bits because the answers just haven't been there so far with the other two guys. What was the hardest bit for you around the 555?
Definitely from Ardara on up Glengesh. I suffered. Now, normally I wouldn't done it, but it caught me out today, Glengesh. After that, I dialed back in again, so it was grand, but Glengesh was the tough spot for me today, so it was this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, you'll sit back now for the next couple of days and take in what you've actually achieved, because it is a phenomenal performance to be on a podium in the first time doing the 555, and you'll get some enjoyment out of it now in the days to come.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I'll soak it up. The phone's been happening since yesterday morning. I think I've got 400 messages on the phone that I need to get through, so I think that's what I'm going to have to do first, so it is. But sit back, enjoy it, soak it up. Might even chance a few pints tonight if I get a license out.
Yeah, well, listen, you deserve them. Congratulations, Colm. Well done.
Good man. Thanks, Oisin. Thanks a million now.